Well, you are a man of your word because as you were talking, I happened to type into Google dental practice management consultant New England, and guess who came up the first two organic searches?
Yeah, that's me.
Jodina Consulting, yes. So it absolutely works. And maybe a little bit before you really knew these techniques, I would guess that you didn't come up on the first two, but now you're
oh, absolutely not.
Much-
I mean, I was there, but somebody had a look for you. You know, another thing, and again, this relates to what I said about your mission statement, having key words in that 100 to 120 word description of your practice. If, in fact, you can put the key words in the first two sentences or three sentences, rather than in the last three sentences, it's much better for Google. And, you know, what you want is that when you type in a keyword with a location and your website comes up there, not only does your website come up, but there's a little blurb about the website. So you want to make sure that it is really relevant to what people are looking to find. So if, in fact, they got to your website, but it talks about, I first started my practice in 1985. You know, when that's maybe the first line in the mission statement. That's what Google's going to put on the search engine results page. Instead, you want to be able to say, you know, cosmetic dentist, Baltimore, blah, blah, blah. You know, that is what we want people to see when they find your website on the search engine page. Because even if you're on the first page, if the little blurb isn't indicative of what people are looking for, they're not going to click on it, even though you're in that position. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
it's
really
definitely complicated.
Yeah, it is. And that can't be stressed enough. And that actually comes from the description, as you say, your mission statement, your description. And that's actually something that can't be seen by the viewer of the website, but that's kind of picked up by those spiders that are crawling around, you know, those Google little spiders that
exactly.
are searching.
All that techie stuff.
All the techie stuff that you have to be a geek to understand. That's right. Now, I know you were at our social media marketing summit in Baltimore, and maybe you could just talk to us a little bit some of the things that you learned there that you're actually incorporating into you know, helping your website marketing as well as your clients' website marketing.
Well, Dave, I would love to. I mean, I got to tell you, it was a thrill to be there when we were in Baltimore. I think it was in August. And my mind was so opened up to the power of social media. I think that one of the brilliant things that you and Rich have done is to be starting to make dentists aware of social media. And I got to tell you, most dentists and my clients and people that they talk to are really not aware of it. This was a pretty intense 2 days. So, I mean, it would be impossible in the last few minutes of this interview to really discuss such a complex topic. I would definitely suggest to your listeners that it would be hugely helpful to go and get some exposure on this state-of-the-art concept. I mean, because this is the new and upcoming strategy to market and get lots of new patients. It's what is now being called Web 2.0 as compared to what we've all been used to with Google and Yahoo, which is Web 1.0. Now, but if your listeners want a little bit of a heads up about how to start using social media, I would be happy to tell them what I've actually been telling my clients. I mean, I had two client meetings today, and this was the topic that we were talking about, how to be able to use social media to be able to attract more new patients. So let me give you a couple of real simple things that you can do, and maybe that will help people. The first thing you got to do is get signed up on Facebook. You go to facebook.com. I think that's the one that people are really starting to focus on right now. I mean, there is YouTube, and there is LinkedIn, and there is Twitter. I think that Facebook seems to be pretty understandable, and there's something like, I don't know, 500, 600 million people in the world that are on Facebook. So what you do is you go to facebook.com, and you fill out and complete your personal profile. It's a free thing. It says, okay, sign up. You've got to give them an email address and a password. Now, this is going to be under your own name. It is your personal profile, and it is not the vehicle for marketing your dental practice. That is done by setting up what's called a professional fan page in the name of your dental practice. But you cannot set up a professional page until you've set up your personal profile. So people may be wondering, okay, why should I do this, and how is it going to help me get more new patients? Well, years ago, in order to stay connected to your patients, you asked for their cell phone. Then you got really, really sexy, and you started asking them for their email address. Well, now you need to go to the next level and ask all of your patients if they are on Facebook. And you are going to be amazed at how many of them are. And you ask them, gee, would it be okay if we sent you updates from our practice because our practice is now on Facebook? And they will agree. And then what you're going to do is you're going to send them a message on their Facebook account. This is specifically to them. Susie, it was great to see you in the office today. We'd love it if you could sign up to be our fan. And there'll be a link there that all they have to do is click on it, and then they become a fan of your practice. Okay? So the big mission here is for every dental practice to get hundreds of their patients signed up as fans. Now, we talked about a blog post, and this is why this was so important, this blog post on your website. You, or from a post that you can put on your professional Facebook page, but if you've got a blog post that you say about whitening or Botox or sleep apnea, some message of relevance, okay? Something that has got good, solid information. It's a 200 to 300 word message. You can send that message, that post from your blog or from a Facebook post, to all of your fans, all of these people who are your patients. Now, here is the magic. Say one of those patients gets excited about what you said. They, in turn, could send out in one click this message that you sent to all of their friends. See, that is the viral, huge marketing effect of social media. Many of their friends live in your market area. You have no idea who they are, but it's very possible that they could now check you out and may become a patient. So it's extremely powerful to be able to use this aspect of social media. You send them a message of relevance. They say, wow, that's pretty good. And they send it out on their wall to all of their friends. Many of those people might call you because they said, gee, I didn't know that you could do Botox in the dental practice. I didn't know about you could do whitening so easily. So I hope that that makes sense, and it's a real, real easy way to get started on Facebook. And you can just sort of follow the links. Once you create a personal Facebook page, at the very bottom of that page, there's a thing that says advertising. It's right at the very bottom of the page. You click on advertising, and that opens up something that says pages. You click on pages, and then it tells you how to be able to create a professional Facebook fan page. I mean, it's you really got to know how to do this, and it isn't quite as intuitive as to how to do this, but once you get to the advertising button, you open it up. There'll then be a thing that says pages. You open that up, and then you can create the Facebook fan page, which is in the name of your dental practice. And that's how you're allowed to market. You can't market using your personal page or your personal profile. You can market using your professional fan page.
Yeah, that's a very important point to make, because I think sometimes a newbie to this Web 2.0 on Facebook will try to market from their personal page, which is not only a no-no, but it doesn't work. Because one of the reasons it doesn't work is because Google or the search engines don't pick up anything on personal pages. They only pick up keywords from the fan pages. So that's a really important point to make.